Yo, 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 what is up, what's Gucci, what's hood, what's the deal, what's cracking, or as my late uncle used to say, what's the deal, pickle. Yo, it's your boy, B to the Mick, cause he is so quick. Fast with the slick, Bobby Mickey, another Full Sass Productions. I want to give a quick shout out to my boy, Craig E. Stein, holding down the ATX with the Full Sass Trivia over at Batch, Kolaches and Beers. I think that's over on the airport. You should check it out for all you ATXers. Give a quick shout out to my boy Lou Eastman. Check out his artwork over on Cherrywood. That's also if you're an ATXer. Also shout outs to my boy Edward Austin Robertson. I hear he's got a new collection coming out. Poems about Lawrence. I'm pretty sure it's not Lawrence of Arabia or Lawrence Phillips, rest in peace, or Lawrence Fishburne, formerly known as Larry Fishburne, aka Morpheus, aka Cowboy Curtis from Pee Wee's Playhouse. I think it's Lawrence, Kansas. Poems about Lawrence. I think it should be available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, another website called Ingram. But I think that's coming out in a couple weeks. He sent me a promo copy of it, and it's fire. I fucks with it. You should too. I think it's only $9.99 retail price. So I hear he gets 30 cents on the dollar for each sale, according to his contract. So try to support your boy Edward Austin Robertson. I know he put a lot of work into it, and he's really proud of the product that came about. But what's up, Full Sass Ers, Half Sass Ers, Quarter Sass Ers? Like I said, it's your boy Bobby Buckets, Bobby Bundini, Bobby Ballbusta, Bobby Bone Breaker, Bobby Basketball, Bobby Mickey, B-Mick to the Click Pick. Yo, it's good to be here. Recording a day early, because my girl's at work, and I know what to do. Tomorrow she's gonna want some attention. So between the couple good ass games that are on the schedule on Sunday, I'm gonna figure out a way to keep her satiated. You gotta keep the dragon at bay, you know what I mean? You know, I think we've been doing pretty good this season. I've been watching just enough basketball to stay informed, but it's been a shitty season, I think, in some regards. Golden State's not playing all that well. Spurs are playing okay, but Kawhi's hurt again. Cleveland Cavaliers are playing like dog shit. And now they're doing some weird thing where they're voting the All-Star game with the players. And they're choosing each side. Like, I guess they saw what the NFL was doing. They're trying to get in on that. I don't know. They got all these crazy gimmicks. All-Star Weekend. I get why they do it. It makes a lot of money for the cities and for the league and for the players. But I don't know. It's stale right now. I'm not feeling it. I'm going to use that weekend to catch up on other things. So I got my own projects I could be working on. But whatever. I'm grateful anyway, because, you know, it's basketball. Ball's not life, but it's pretty damn close. And we got a pretty decent week coming up of hoop. So I'm going to get right into it. Last week, there wasn't much to tell. There's some decent-ass games, but nothing spectacular. Although that Cleveland-Indiana game last night was pretty good. I was right on about that. Indiana's actually better than I thought they would be. I thought they'd be boring. But you know how it is. They might be the Atlanta Hawks. Remember how the Atlanta Hawks were a couple years ago with Bud Boldenholzer? Remember when they had, I think they had five? Was it five guys go to the All-Star game? Might have been four. But had the best record in the NBA. And what they do? LeBron James smoked them. That was when he was with Miami. And it wasn't even close. So, I mean, Victor Oladipo may get there. I'm still not ready to give him superstar status. But he's definitely an all-star right now. I'll give him that. But that Atlanta team had five all-stars. And they still couldn't beat LeBron. So, go figure. Speaking of LeBron, Monday, good-ass game of the week. We got the Golden State Warriors against the Cavs. I think someone in the group feed the other day called them the Golden Shower Warriors, which at the time I thought was funny. And I'm like, meh. You know, canned laughter. It's a cheap joke. Cheap laughs. But got the Golden State Warriors against the Cavs. Supposed to be the good-ass game of the week. Said before, Cavs have been playing like dog shit. And man, this could be a blowout. The competitive juices could be going. They could go at it. Whatever. I still think it'll be a good game just because LeBron, you know LeBron's going to show up. We don't even know if Steph's going to be healthy enough for it. He and KD have been playing, taking turns, alternating on who's going to take a sick day. So we'll see if we can get both teams at full strength. IT's back, but he's still looking a little rusty with his 5'8 ass, 5'8 inches. Respect. Don't let him tell you size don't matter. Size do matter on defense because it's going to be mouse in the house all night. When Isaiah Thomas is trying to guard Sean Livingston, you'll have a better chance with Steph keeping him in front of him. But, yo, take him to the block. You better not switch either. But I still think that'll be a good game because that's going to be in Cleveland. You know, it'll be competitive. All the jabronis up in Ohio be at that game. So we'll see what's good. Also that day, on Martin Luther King Day, shout out to Martin Luther King. A lot of people like Martin Luther. I was more of a Malcolm X kind of guy. I thought he spoke close to the truth of what I felt. But, you know, anybody who's going to give their lives to black liberation, you know, you got to respect that. He might not have gone through the avenues that some people would go through, but, you know, hey, it's a process. It's a process. Get that devil off our backs. Shout out to the MLK and to having Mondays off. Tuesday, we got the New Orleans Pelicans at the Boston Celtics. Boston's rolling along. Still winning. Still got the best record in the East. Second is Toronto, believe it or not, who whooped that ass the other night against the Cavaliers. So think about that for a second. But that's neither here nor there. We're still talking about the Celtics playing against the Pelicans. I was in a group chat the other day. Homeboy said the Pelicans could beat the Spurs in a 7-game series. And I say hoo-yah to that poo-yah. That is all kinds of slander and just talking reckless. The Pelicans are one of those teams, you see them play, and they'll dominate for stretches, and then they'll go to sleep for stretches, and what should have been a 15-point blowout ends up being a 4-point game that they barely eke out. But they're definitely talented. Drew Holiday's having one of the best years of his career. It took him a long time to really kind of become the player that people thought he was when he was on the cover of Slam Magazine back when he was going to UCLA. But he's finally figuring it out. I'm happy for him. But the Pelicans, they should be beating the brakes off teams, and they're not. And that's why they're an AC team, and you'll see it. They'll play against one of the top two teams in the West come playoffs. And there will be one or two games where you can see them possibly taking control of the series. All they got to do is win. And they'll figure out a way to take that L. Mark my words. You heard it here. Probably first. I can't comment on who else has been saying this, but Bobby Mickey said it. He said that shit. 1/13/2018, 2:12 p.m. Central Time. Bobby Mickey said that shit. So we got New Orleans at Celtics. Celtics are hosting the Pelicans. I bet that'll be a good game. Dallas at Denver. Neither team I'm ever too thrilled to stop in on individually, but I think collectively you'll see a good game from this group of young men. I'm gonna say that's gonna be like the sleeper pick. That's gonna be like the good ass game of the WEAK the week, in a tap that vein kind of thing. Dallas at Denver. Been hearing a lot about this Jokic kid. We've been talking about him for the last couple seasons, and he's been dishing out the assists. He's very efficient when it comes to scoring. He doesn't score a whole bunch, but he doesn't shoot a whole bunch either. But when he does shoot, he's usually making them. But that'd be an interesting game. I actually watched Dallas a couple weeks ago when they were playing against Golden State. They gave him some run. It was entertaining. I'm not gonna say I like Dallas, but kind of like Dallas. But I ain't fucking with them. I'm just saying. They're not too annoying. And if anything, save for like a handful of people, it's not even the Mavs I have a problem with. It's Mavs fans. And the Mavs fans who I'm excluding from the moniker of some of the most annoying fan base in the NBA, they know what I'm talking about. Watching Mavs games just reminds me of why I left Dallas in the first place. That town. They don't deserve winners. And the one time they did have a winner, they let the motherfucker get run out of town by Jerry Jones. And sorry, Cowboys fans. I feel for you. I used to be one of you. I'm like a person who was raised Christian but disavowed religion when I came old enough to think for myself. Cowboys are never going to win another Super Bowl. I know that's neither here nor there. That's for football talk, but it's never going to happen. And you know why? Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones is the devil. And I'm just going to say, you should just give it up. Just give it up. I know you want to I know you want to go down with the team. You want to go down with the ship. You want to stay loyal. Just fuck it. It's never going to happen. You're just going to give yourself heart attacks, early deaths, CTE, you name it. It's just not worth the agony. Find a new team. Just quit. Give up the NFL. Quit watching football. It's just boring anyway. Watch soccer. Basketball. You can watch both. You watch soccer and basketball. It'll make up for it. I'm telling you. NFL. It's archaic. It's like watching boxing now. Boxing's a thing of the past. Boxing's the past. NFL's the past. Move forward. Hashtag time's up. Too soon. I shouldn't say that. I'm not going to say that. That's for the political pod. I'm going to move on before I get in trouble. I'm not trying to get rung up on Twitter. Let's go Wednesday. No good-ass games are in the schedule. I think that will be the day I will go to the Jazz. Yeah, the Kings hosting the Jazz on Wednesday. So I'm going to get my first look at Donovan Spider Mitchell, who probably going to be in the rookie first team. Him, Kyle Kuzma. I'm sure Ben Simmons is going to get on there. If you can name the other two, I'll give you $20. Right now, I can't think of it. Oh, Jason Tatum. He'll be first team. And I don't know if Lonzo Ball's first team. He might be second team. I'm sure somebody out east who we probably get that spot to. But, yeah, shout outs to all those rooks. I'm gonna give you a full report next week on Donovan Mitchell, because I hear he is the real deal. You know he's got to be the real deal. Russ is giving him props. Paul George is giving him props after the game. They're like, whoo. I mean, this motherfucker might be the real deal. Ooh, Thursday. Tap that vein Thursday, shall we call it? Got Indiana Pacers at Portland Trailblazers. I've been finding myself watching more and more Trailblazers games, and I'm kicking myself for giving a fuck about the Trailblazers, because they're a team that's just poorly designed. And I mean, they got dudes on there's balling. I will say this about the Blazers. They're not busters. Everybody's out there giving it their all. And it's not their fault, man. It's not their fault. It's the front office's fault. It's the owner's fault. Because the owner's more interested in the weak-ass Seahawks. Should have gave the ball to Marshawn Lynch. Looking asses. But Paul Allen's more interested in the Seahawks than he is the Blazers, because he's got a bullshit-ass GM. I like the head coach. Stotts is okay. But the way they're put together, it's just like a scam. It's the biggest scam. Trailblazers fans, you're getting scammed. They don't give a fuck about you. All they want butts in the seats. And they're going to always continue to be just good enough to keep you coming back, but never good enough to win a championship, because they don't care. They don't care. It's obvious. It's been like this for years, man. Even going back to when they had Brendan Roy. And I will say this, that trade where they got Jared Wallace, that was kind of interesting. But you knew they weren't going to make it out the West that year, but they had to do something. Everybody was making trades. So they did that, but, you know, they just got to get better scouting, got to get better drafting going on, they got to get a better GM, but they're not going to do that because Blazers fans are just so happy to have a team that they'll keep coming and showing up for these motherfuckers, and trying hard is good enough for them. So if you don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, Blazers fans, but keep replaying that 1977 championship in your head, because that's all it's going to be. You're going to be talking about what it used to be. You're going to be like Cowboys fans. Oh, it used to be good, man. I tell you, it used to be a thing of beauty. Well, you know. But that's no disrespect to any of the Trailblazers players, because those dudes all got heart. They're doing their best. They're just not putting a position to succeed. And that's the frustrating part. And, you know, I don't like to see nobody taken advantage of. That includes... All right. You know, if you voted for Trump, you deserve what you get. But I'm just going to say this. Trailblazers fans, you deserve better. You should demand more. And I think it's a travesty, because you guys could really be a hotbed for basketball. You should be. By every inclination, you're the only professional sport in town. I'm not counting Timbers because MLS soccer sucks. But y'all should be getting some W's. Y'all should be getting free agents. It should be a hot place to play. And it's not. And part of that is the culture up there. But also part of that is the ownership. So maybe if y'all change one part of it, the other part of change. Who knows? But as long as you keep continuing to accept mediocrity, that's what you're going to get. You're in and you're out. And maybe stop drafting 7-footers with one leg shorter than the other. And yo, I'm bugging. I'm going to move on. I'm bugging. Friday, San Antonio at the Toronto Raptors. And, oh, God. I'm already dreading watching this game because, you know, bitch-ass Drake's going to be there. Speaking of Drake, I guess apparently he got with the shooting coach to help his form. So, which is funny to me, I guess. I mean, I guess if you got the money, do what you want. But, I mean, you think about regular Joes who just go to the gym and figure it out for themselves to go play. This motherfucker goes, I'm a hire a shooting coach because I want to play. And I get it. He probably doesn't want to be embarrassed. All those NBA friends of his, you know, he gets left out in the pickup games. He can't play, that kind of thing. I get it. It's the same thing. You know, when I went to UNT, all my friends were musicians. I couldn't join the jam sessions because I wasn't good enough to play. So maybe if I had the money, I'd get drum lessons. I'd get guitar lessons, I guess. So maybe it's the same thing, same kind of corollary. But, I know everything Drake does just comes off as corny to me, and I don't care how many records he sold. I don't care how much money he's made. Dude's just a cornball to me, and that's not going to change. And you can call it hating, whatever, but there used to be standards in society, and we don't have that anymore. And if you call something out, it's called hating. It's called jealousy. Whatever. I wouldn't trade where I am, where Drake is, for anything. Like, I'm cool. Maybe I'd like to meet Doris Burke. Maybe I'd like to meet Roz Gold Alunde, who's beautiful. But nah, I'm not feeling it. I hope Spurs blow them out. But shout out to my boy Fred Van Fleet, who had a pretty good game against Cleveland the other day. He had 22 points. Had, I think, 5 or 6 assists. He balled out. I think he would make a fine Spur. And I hope he comes down to Texas where he can get more money via tax breaks. And come ball. Come play with Pop. I'm sure they can do something with you, man. You can be the next Corey Joseph. Moving along to Saturday, got Oklahoma City at Cleveland. This could either be a really good game or this could be garbage. I have a feeling a lot of bricks are going to be chucked up, but it'll still be competitive. You know, Russ is going to go at dudes. You know, LeBron's going to bring it. Kevin Love might show up. It's a home game, so Kevin Love will probably show up. I looked for Cleveland to actually get a win here. Oklahoma City's bench is thin. They didn't look very good against Minnesota the other day. And the night before that, they'd lost to the Trailblazers. So you knew they were going to be in trouble in the back-to-back, and they're just done. They really got to make a move. Speaking of making a move, though, I hear that Cleveland's thinking about getting DeAndre. So you think maybe Tristan Thompson will kind of wiggle his way into a trade so he can move out to L.A. with his Chloe? I would make that deal in a heartbeat if I'm LeBron, because I think that's what it is. They got the Kardashian curse, the stink of the Kardashian curse on them, and it's bringing the team down. You see LeBron trying to rally the troops and all that stuff. I've already talked ad nauseum about LeBron's speeches. We've been talking about cornballs for the last 5 minutes. I'm going to resist the urge to go in on LeBron, but they're in trouble. Someone's going to have to get fired. Someone's going to have to get traded. But I don't see how they can make it through the season doing nothing. And I'd be shocked if they did. Problem is, if you make a trade and LeBron's going to leave anyway, then you're kind of just stuck. So they're in a particular situation. I'd even say precarious. Golden State at Houston. This would be the good-ass game of the week if James Harden was healthy. He might be close to getting back from that strained, was it strained hamstrings, strained quad, strained leg muscle, strained beard muscle. This would be a good game, I think. Golden State really needs to put Houston in their place. It's kind of like when your little brother's getting bigger. He's getting a little muscular. He's got a little wisp on the mustache. You know, sometimes you got to hit your little brother in the chest. Sometimes you just got to muscle him, put him on his back. Just, you know, lean into him. Show him that you're still the big brother. You're still the big bro on the block. I have a feeling Golden State's going to do that. I bet this game is on ABC, though. Because this is about the time of year they want to, like, put the primetime games on Saturdays nights. So that people can generate interest. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say this Indiana game, the next day, against the Spurs, is going to be even better than, I think that's going to be the best game of the weekend. I think it'll be better than OKC Cleveland. And better than Golden State at Houston, just from a basketball standpoint. Golden State and Houston sounds good on paper, and then you just think about all the threes they chuck up. I mean, that's not basketball. Thing is, I don't have an aversion to three-point shooting. I think the three-point shot is great, but I think, like, what I like about the Spurs is they take the best shot available. They're not like, oh, we got to go hang out on the three-point. If you don't take a three, it's not worth it. Statistically speaking, that's why the Rockets stay losing when it comes to the playoffs, because you can't do that. And yeah, Golden State shoots a lot of threes, but you know what? They dunk the ball a lot. They also take the best shots available. It's just sometimes it's much easier to shoot a 29-foot three-pointer than it is to shoot. Shoot a 17-footer with a guy in your face. If you got space and you can drain it, do it. But not everybody can play like that. Back to the Spurs, who play the beautiful game, play the game the way it's supposed to be played. Shout out to Popovich and that coaching staff. Popovich, coach of the year. I'm just calling it right now. Look what he's doing it with. Kawhi's been hurt. He's made all-star back into LaMarcus. He made some personal changes on the way he coaches LaMarcus. It's called adjustments. My man Popovich, coach of the year, humanitarian of the year. Give him the Arthur Ashe award. Give him all that. I fucks with Popovich. I fucks with the Spurs. And I fucks with this year's Pacers team. So no disrespect to the Pacers. You know, I talked all that shit in the preseason, but I'm going to have to start watching the games more. And I'm going to start by watching this Indiana and San Antonio game on Sunday. Come hell, high water, flooding, snow, mudslides, earthquakes, nuclear threats, Twitter beefs, drive-by shootings, manna falling from the sky, locusts falling from the sky, P.T. Anderson screenings, Guillermo del Toro's racist-ass movies, whatever. I'm watching this shit. So, that's all there is to it. Saturday night, get it in if you can fit it in. If not, do you. So, I'm a holler. Peace.